Hi, this is a dictation for follow-up visit. Name of the patient is Katrina Poe, K-A-T-R-I-N-A-P-O-E. Date of birth is 2-2-1989. Date of accident is 9-7-2022. Date of service is 10-10-2022. History is as follows. The patient is suffering from various symptoms as a result of an alleged accident where she was T-boned on the driver's side as a restaurant driver, leading to headaches along with symptoms of TBI, including dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nausea, and sparks in the vision. Patient apparently passed out, and thereafter she started having pain in the neck, lower back, right shoulder, right wrist, right third and fourth finger, right knee, right ankle as the main issues. Some pain in the left ankle was also reported around 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Apparently, patient is exaggerating her pain. She says she's dying in the pain. Apparently, she's seeking more pain medication than treatment. At this time, she's on a physical therapy, and she has been provided all the medications that are usually required. Today, she reports her pain in the neck, upper back, mid-back, and lower back is severe around 10, and she also reports pain in both the shoulders, both wrist and hand, left knee and left, and the right ankle as the worst. Her radials are affected 10. According to her general activity, mood, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 10, and walking ability is affected 9. She reports no relief in pain. She has forgotten to check the system review, and apparently on the last visit, there was headaches with dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, and difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, panic, and nightmares, loss of memory, chronic fatigue. In the pain and numbness, patient has neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, shoulder stiffness, and pain in the lower back, mid back, upper back, neck, and both shoulders, both elbows, both wrists, both knees, both ankles. Difficulty walking, she reports. And GI, there is nausea and constipation and stomach pain. In the GU, there is a frequency. And in the respiratory, there is a difficulty breathing, chest pain, and shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports the pain has worsened, and there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization that are reported by the patients. And she's on ongoing physical therapy at this time. No other trauma is reported, and current pain medication is Ertran. Substance abuse is none. Compliance is strict. Patient reports full compliance with pain medication. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure will be 100 and 32 over 81. Pulse is 69. Pulse oxygen 99. Rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 10-3-2022, dictation number 1003-065. It reports, patient report that she's in hell and she's in too much pain. Her maps have been reviewed and labs were reviewed and a new labs have been ordered. The patient will continue her physical therapy. It has been ordered for next 30 days, 3 times per week, focusing on neck, upper back, mid back, lower back, shoulders, bilateral knees, and bilateral ankle and foot. And possibly there is a possibility of carpotunnel syndrome, which will be addressed to later with the injection. And she remains disabled for work, housework, and attended care for 5 hours, 7 days has been provided along with transportation. She's provided with the Norco 7.5 milligram, 325 once a day, PRN, 30 tablets. And the patient is ordered an MRI for complete spine and MRI for bilateral shoulder and right knee to identify pathology and quantify the pain. As I believe, this patient is exaggerating her pain, and pain level is not so much requiring narcotics. She is also provided with Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day, Flexeril, 7.5 milligram twice a day. We provide Acifex, 20 milligram twice a day. Tylenol codeine number 4 was rejected by the patient, and Elavil, 30 milligram tablets. And Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day. Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN. Votrin gel is provided. Once the MRIs are done, we'll review this patient in 30 days time and go from there. for a specific plan for care. Thank you.